This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. College athletics departments are forfeiting enormous amounts of money during this COVID era. Some have found one way to partially compensate for the loss of cash: partnerships with gambling companies. The University of Colorado recently announced that kind of deal, but there could be unwanted consequences. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains.
With limited ticket sales at college football and men's basketball games, John Arand at the Sports Business Journal says many college athletics departments are struggling.
You can take a look at various universities that have been cutting sports as evidence of that.
Stanford said this summer it would discontinue 11 varsity sports. The University of Iowa cut men's and women's tennis teams. Patrick Risch at Washington University in St. Louis says as a result, athletics departments are looking for new revenue and might have just found some. Gambling companies.
I think if you're an athletic director, you're saying to yourself, look, there's too much revenue here to be made.
In September, the University of Colorado Boulder signed a 5-year marketing partnership with PointsBet, a company that runs an app for betting on games. PointsBet gets to put up signs in Colorado sports arenas and place media ads. The school gets about $1.5 million. Coaches and players cannot bet on games right now, but some are worried that deals with gambling companies will harm others on campus.
Even if the NCAA prohibits student athletes and staff from gambling, the widespread negative effects cannot be contained.
That's Heather Like, the athletic director at the University of Pittsburgh, testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee in July. She warned of gambling addiction among college students and the potential for corruption and game fixing. But John Holden at Oklahoma State University says betting apps are good at sussing out suspicious activities and will shut them down. And also,
the schools, the NCAA, the sportbook operators, they all have a same interest in seeing that the games are played with the utmost integrity. So really, these partnerships, they really tend to make a lot of sense.
The University of Colorado is not the first school to partner with a gambling company. But John Arand at the Sports Business Journal says this deal feels different because it's coming at a time when athletic departments have lost so much revenue.
I expect that you're going to see a lot of colleges in the markets where betting has been legalized start to try to bring in what is millions of dollars of potential sponsorship opportunities from these betting companies.
He says as we begin to learn more about the total cost of COVID-19, other schools will likely start to look for partnerships like this one to fill the gap. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.